Yo, what up, what up? It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. y'all know the rest of my a.k.a.s because you listen to the show. Y'all, I just want to let you know the audio is totally crisscrossed out. I don't know what happened, man. All my equipment just started going berserk, haywire. But I said, you know what? They probably weren't going to hear. They probably want to hear the show anyway. So I'm going to go ahead and put the show out. It's my audio that got the issue. I don't know what's going on. But, hey, I ain't editing it. I ain't doing nothing to it. I'm just going to put it out and we're going to rock it like that. See y'all in the next episode. Jeez.
Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Now, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one? Get that. Who number one?
Welcome to Forget That Yo Radio, episode 244. Y'all already know I'm kicking in the dough, coming through with all them things that go bang, bang. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. I'm only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.K.A. I see all y'all out there frauding. I'ma pull up, let the thang ring and bang like the government did to the homie Hamza bin Laden.
Processing that one.
A.K.A. inspiring entrepreneur Dolo. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me? I hope so. And we just go get right into it. I'ma end it right there.
It's your boy Stone, Crip Up or Grip Up, Co-Rip, a.k.a. Stone El Terrible, a.k.a. your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off, a.k.a. A Boo Boo, you looking at a bad nigga, a.k.a. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time, a.k.a. I come in your house, slap your girl on the ass, and tell you I do the fucking around here. Let's get it.
Ooh-wee, that is, that is so disrespectful. Yo, if y'all want to know about my AKA, about Hamza bin Laden, the government just confirmed the kill. They killed bin Laden's son, Hamza. Yo, we gangsta out here, dog.
Yeah, man.
How come nobody else could be gangsta? Everybody else got to go to jail but the government.
Yo, because they make the laws.
They use our money on taxes. They use our tax money to go on trips and buy hookers.
And do all type of ill shit.
Yeah, they murder people that don't agree with them. They just free murdering.
And make you do it.
And.
Bitch.
And if you, God forbid, you expose them, you got to go on the run. Or they cutting your brake lines. And
are you going to commit suicide by shooting yourself twice in the back of the head?
Right? Yo, the government is the biggest gangsters out here, man.
For real, man.
So, what'd you eat today? A Salisbury steak?
Actually, I ain't ate nothing today.
Not nothing at all.
Not nothing at all. I will be getting on the grill after this, so I'm saving space.
So, did you marinate the meat?
Of course I did.
I seen a picture of some baked chicken. And all they did was open the wrapper and put it on the pan, no foil or nothing, and just threw it in the oven.
Damn.
How you think that's going to taste?
Bland as fuck.
Maybe they just, I learned something today. Do you know where like ketchup and condiments came from?
Mm-mm.
All right, it came from back in the day. They wasn't well versed in seasonings and marination and all that. So the meat, they used to bury the meat in the ground.
And like with heat and shit?
What did they, I guess to keep, because it's cool under the dirt, right?
Yeah.
So that was like the refrigerator.
Oh, okay.
So it was still like, what you call it when meat go bad?
Bad?
Yeah, like, mm-hmm. When like meat, like, or like when the cheese get the mold on, that, like, yeah.
Mold on and shit.
Yeah, when the meat start getting bad and molding, they would use condiments to cover up the taste.
Yo, man, it's a mystery how we made it this far.
Yo, that's crazy, right? Like, and how was they, yo, their stomachs was like able to handle all that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, you got the ill gangrene meat and you just put some sauces on it.
Yo, that's like that shit in Africa, man. Like, we talked about that before, where they niggas have the fresh fish market.
Yeah.
But it's 3 days away from where they be fishing.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, by the time they get there, my nigga, it's not fresh.
Oh.
Now, they're used to it. If we eat it, oh, we gonna die.
Oh, hell yeah. Just like the water in Turkey, when they was like, do not drink the water. And they told us, like, if somebody offer you water, like you go to the gold shops, they was like, don't drink that either, because they know how to seal it back up. Like, they'll fill that joint up with the tap.
Ah, yeah.
And I got caught, dog.
You had explosive diarrhea.
It was like 140, dog. I just needed some relief. My man offered me the bottle of water. The gold shop looked clean. You know what I'm saying?
Contaminated water.
Yeah. I get back to the dorms. Boy. Yo, my stomach was doing the funky wide tussie.
That nigga was praying. On the toilet, praying for it to stop, son.
I can't forget, man. We got to get with Baylor to get on the show, man. We got you, man. I'm going to hook something up for the next time.
Oh, man. And shout out to Mr. Minus, man. He got a new song you want us to put on here.
Oh, okay. It better be hot, though.
He ain't sent it to me yet, though.
If I don't like it, Stone just gonna vouch for it. Yo, y'all know where to find us. ForgetThatYo.com. Google us. Leave us a review in iTunes. Share the show with your people. Stop being stingy. I know y'all at work. Everybody can use headphones at work pretty much now. It's looking standardized. I don't understand how some of y'all rolling around here. Yo, it's dudes at work with the over-the-ear big Beats joints.
Yeah.
How, like, and then some of them even going bigger than that, like, bigger than the Beats. Like, you got like the home.
Them Bose joints.
Yeah. Stuff. I'm like, y'all taking it too far, man.
Yo, I actually prefer over the head, but I can't work like that.
Yeah, because you can't hear nothing.
Yeah, no, I need some access to what's going on around. Yo, I hate people at work that wear headphones but have they shit turned up too loud where they can't hear you.
Yeah.
Like, my nigga, you gonna fuck around and get ran over.
Yo, this dude's on the forklift with the big over the head joints.
Yeah, like, nigga, you gonna run through the fucking wall to kill somebody.
I'll be worried because, dog, I'm telling you, if something happened and we got to give up headphones, I'm quitting.
Yeah.
I'm conditioned now where I cannot work without listening to podcasts.
Yeah, I have to have it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I'll fall asleep.
Yo, do you know it's still people that don't know what a podcast is?
Dude, that is the craziest thing to me.
Now, yo, I can't believe that shit.
Dog, there's people who don't even know how to, like, to even, like, let's say they want to hear a podcast. They don't know the first step to even playing one.
Yo, how do I get to your podcast? I get that shit all the time. Yo, how do I listen to your podcast? My nigga, it's on Instagram. It say under each picture, link in the bio, my nigga. Yo, hit that shit, son. Like, come on, man.
I heard a business podcast. This lady was like, yo, I put the link in the description, the link in the bio. I put the link on the picture, and 50% of my messages are, how do I get it?
Yo, that's crazy.
So she was like, I just consider those people the people who are never going to listen anyway, because if I said, I'll give you $1,000, and that's all you had to do, man, that followed them steps to the T.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
So, man, that'd be weird, man. But, yeah, man, forget that. Well, dang, I was about to explain something. But if you listening, you already know how to get here.
Yeah.
yeah, man, we back for another week. You ain't got no interesting work stories?
No, not really. I still been in the store, man.
Oh, okay. Yo, something just crazy just happened just now.
I do got a story, though.
Oh, you want me to tell mine first?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, check this out, y'all. All right, y'all know I dabble in the sports betting arena. And there's a game going on right now. I had Maryland versus Temple. And I had Maryland. I bought it down to -1. That means that they got to win. They have to score more. They have to score 2 or more points in the second half for me to win this bet. So Maryland gets the ball at the goal line 2 times and failed to make a touchdown. So that's 8 downs. They didn't make a touchdown. So the game is they turn it over on downs. So it's 2 minutes left, no timeouts. 2 minutes, 14 seconds left, no timeouts. The score in the second half, both teams score 13. Now, how did we get here to 13? All right, Temple tried a 2-point conversion and didn't convert. So I'm like, ooh, I'm good. We in there. But then Maryland scores early in the second half and gets the extra point block. Like, how many times do you see an extra point block?
Yeah,
so it's just
rare.
It just seemed like it's not my day. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to chalk the loss up.
Y'all doing this on purpose.
Yeah. So Temple got the ball. They didn't score the touchdown on goal line. Now they just knee in the ball. Game over. The time, we get to third down. So they run around in the backfield a little bit and then take a knee. So now the clock is synced up. So now there's nothing that they could do. They just gonna run this clock out, game over. I'm mad, you know what I'm saying? I kicked one of my socks behind the bed. So I see the coach. Shout out to the Maryland coach. He comes on the field. Everybody's celebrating. Maryland coach comes on the field and protests. Now, I don't know if he got a different clock than everybody else, but the clock was synced up. But for some reason, he got them to put 2 seconds back. And the most, it would have been half a second.
Yeah.
He got them to put 2 seconds back on the clock. So Temple has to snap the ball again. They run out the back of the end zone. I get a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Game over. Yo, the sportsman got to be heated right now.
Yo, them niggas got a safety on that ass.
Got a safety. Yo, shout out to my man for running out the back of the end zone. Win my bet. I had a 3-team parlay. Oh, man. This went from a... I need one more team to win. So this will potentially go from a $300 loss to a $600 come up.
That's what's up.
That's crazy, yo.
Yo. Hell no.
So, I got, I don't know how you take notes on your phone,
because
I got like 67 yellow stickies.
God damn. All right, yo, let me tell this story real quick, though.
All right.
So my man told me, he called me, he's like, yo, man, I want you to tell this story on the show. All right. So he said he was walking through the mall, him and a dude he cool with, but he really don't know the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he said he just got some money. He was walking, counting the money. Somebody shoulder checked him.
Uh-oh.
And he said the dude hit him so hard that he almost fell.
Dang.
Now, him being a barber, he comes in contact with a lot of people. So he was like, hey, yo, man, do I know you? And he said the dude barked on him, like screamed real loud, no, you don't know me.
Dang.
And he said he just fired on him.
Wait, your man fired on him or?
No, my man fired on the dude that yelled at him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Now, he said, y'all don't know this, but I boxed for 10 years.
Woo!
So I put it to him, right?
Yeah.
He said he took 3 steps back and shook that shit off.
Oh no.
He said, I've never been so scared in my life.
Dang.
So he said, now I'm thinking like, oh shit. I want to tell him that time out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really prepared for what's about to happen to me, right?
Wait, did he fire on him with a combo or just a one?
No, he just gave him that one hit of quitter.
Oh, okay.
And dude ate it, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, man, like he's like, it was a big dude, man. He's about 6'3", about like 260 or some shit like that.
Mm.
So he said, dude made the mistake of running at me with his head down.
Ooh.
He said, so I sidestepped him and kicked his feet together and he fell. And he said, yo, I gave him another one right in his face. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I gave him the only uppercut as he was getting up. And he's like, yo, man, I thought I killed him and shit, right?
Yeah.
So he said, then the dude's girl jumped on his back.
Uh-oh, ride or die.
And started scratching his face and calling him all kind of niggers and shit, right?
Oh, man.
So he said, yo, I shook her off of me. He said, yo, I'm no woman beater, but I beat that bitch that day.
Dang. So
he said, yo, he said, this was in like 2004. He said, I still got scars on my knuckles from knocking her teeth out.
And still fighting to this day.
Dang.
To this day.
He got scars to this day.
To this day.
To this day. After he put her down, he went back to the dude and started giving him that cane stomping from Medicine Society.
Dang.
And he was like, yo, he's like, I was getting him so good. A old white man walked up on me and shook me. Was like, son, he's had enough. Right. So, yo, the dude that he was with, he was like, yo, man, that nigga ain't do nothing. Like, he ain't helped me at all. He's like, yo, so I left the nigga in the mall.
Dang.
And so he said, yo, I stayed away from the mall for 5 months because he figured, yo, I'm going to jail.
Uh-huh.
So he finally go back to the mall. Security run up on him.
Damn, the 5 months?
Yeah, he's like, oh, you ain't think I knew who you was? Like, yo, man, don't even worry about it. Old boy deserved it. Because I could have locked you up that day. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, yo, you good, man.
Yo, he was waiting for that dude so he could tell him that.
Yeah.
I've been waiting 5 months to tell you that man deserved it. You good.
Yo, he said the security dude said he watched the whole thing on the camera, son.
Dang.
I was like, yo, is that nigga out here selling the tapes?
Yeah, that's wild. You know who else been a boxer for 10 years?
Who that?
This guy right here. So y'all run up if you want to. You know what I'm saying? If y'all want that smoke, you know what I'm saying?
He got this. His hand skills is impeccable.
I'm putting the whole, how much I weigh now? I'm putting the whole 215. I'm leaning into it too. Hi-ya! And I'm saying, hi-ya! When you hear me say, hi-ya, I'm in my bag.
Yeah, that just gonna make it worse.
Yo, that's nuts, man. Shout out to the dude who, I bet you ain't bumped nobody else, though.
Oh, it's not over.
What?
So, he goes somewhere. Like, oh, he was working. This is before he owned his own barbershop. He was working at a barbershop, right?
Uh-huh.
The owner of the barbershop comes up to him and was telling the story of her son's best friend got violently beat up at the mall.
Wow.
He said, needless to say, I kept that information to myself.
Dang. Whip day is like, he can't even walk right to this day.
Yo, no, she said his face is still messed up.
Dang.
Yeah, he did that boy dirty.
See, man, that's why I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just shooting from now on, man.
Yeah, yo, yeah. Blam's the blicky.
Blam and the blicky, man. Should we do? We gotta get the what's the name? Classic or casket out the way early before I forget, man.
Okay.
And we said we was gonna do it, so they gonna tune into this show waiting for it.
Yeah, yeah.
So before that though, I had an epiphany. I don't know if that's how I'm supposed to say it, about Antonio Brown, man.
Okay.
All right. With all the now, this is not including the rape allegations.
Okay.
But Antonio Brown, man, I gotta applaud him for everything that he did to the Raiders organization.
Ruining it?
Yeah. Because I feel like he's living on his own terms. He's doing it his way.
Yeah.
Like, how many people get to do it? How many people know they so good at their job or their skill set, they can call the GM a cracker and still be confident to get a better position?
Yo, but don't we hate people for being like that?
Exactly, but why do we? We hate people for defying the authority.
Yeah.
Like, because regular people, you can't just go to your, not even regular people, even superstars who ain't as good as Antonio Brown.
Can't do that.
Yeah, you can't do that. So, he's doing it his own way. Like, will I go to work and just talk crazy and do what I want to do?
No.
Or will I be fired?
No, you only do that when you know you're about to be fired.
Yeah, so basically, he got traded from Pittsburgh, right?
Yes.
He had no say if he wanted to go to the Raiders. He played the Raiders up by saying how much he loved them. Mm-hmm. And had this whole detailed scheme how to get cut to get on the team that he wanted to be on the whole time.
I don't think it was a detailed plan in the beginning. Towards the end, yeah. But in the beginning, I don't think it was. I think just dumb shit just started happening, and he didn't like the way they handled it. Mm. So then he was like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to do this.
So when do you think that he really didn't want to be on Raider anymore?
After the foot thing.
I think it was before that.
Really?
I think he had a conversation with Brady somewhere. And Brady was like, man, it would have been awesome if you could have came here. And then I think the plan started with the foot thing.
No, nobody gets their feet frostbite, no purpose.
But we never seen a picture or nothing of that, of a frost, yeah, of his foot.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, we seen it?
Yeah, they had a picture of his feet.
So, what does a frostbite foot look like? Was it just a little red area?
No, nigga, like the skin was coming off the bottom of his shit.
So that could have been part of the plan.
No, I'm not putting myself through that.
I mean, it's like you're gonna be a Patriot in 4 months when this pan out.
We didn't know that at the time, though. You know,
I mean, but he knew.
No, I think after that happened, and they kind of shitted on him, like, you know what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. You dumb for doing that. He's like, you know what? Fuck these niggas, man. then start the helmet shit. Then start to call the motherfuckers cracker and all that. So they get up out of there.
Yo, shout out to Antonio Brown, man. Until the rape. Now, I got some inside news, inside information from people around these athletes and around this athletic going zones. Mm-hmm. The girl who claimed the rape, he said she wasn't just a trainer. They was messing with each other.
Yeah.
And there was did you see the DMs?
I didn't see the DMs. I saw the one message where he called her a failed gymnast.
Ooh. The DMs was detailing, like, how she was trying to, how he was going to get out of her trying to blackmail him.
Oh.
Yeah. And she had a whole fiance out here.
See, and okay, so the shit that I read was kind of weird. So first of all, I was skeptical of this because it's a civil suit.
Mm-hmm.
Because if somebody raped you, I would think you would want them to go to jail, not just get paid off of it.
Yeah.
That's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's how I think. So with that, and then the story of how they met and the altercations that they had, it just seems suspect. You know what I'm saying? So they met in college at Bible study and then they didn't have any contact for like 10 years or 7 years or something like that, right?
Dang.
So then she come on as a trainer. They chilling, watching a religious movie, and he's jacking off behind her and threw it on her back.
That's all right. All these stories about these creepy dudes involve them jacking off, masturbating in random places onto them or in front of them.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? Is that like,
I don't know.
Like, is that real or is that part of the narrative that?
That's the go-to creepy move.
Yeah, like is that the creeper move?
Yo, it seemed like it, man. But so when that happens, leave this creepy nigga alone.
Yeah, who would go back around that?
You know what I'm saying? So something else happened that she said he tried to kiss her. But she ain't want the relationship like that. Then you mess with him again and he jacks off on your back and then you come back to that shit.
Yeah, it ain't adding up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But now I see it from both ways. Some women, it's just something about a guy, they just can't leave him alone. You know what I'm saying? Antonio Brown might be one of them dudes for her. This nigga, yo, why is you a creepy fucking dude? Like, you're Antonio Brown. You've been a star for a long time, man. Nigga, you don't have to rape somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to force yourself onto somebody. Is chicks willing to give it to you, even with the blonde beard and mustache?
But that's the power dynamic, they say.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something about it that these creepy motherfuckers got to do that type of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. The shit just seemed weird. And plus, yo, they got videos together and shit.
Yeah, it's like, yo, this is a whole, it's crazy.
Yo, this shit, I don't get it, man.
Like, because then you get into, like, you know, and we be like, all these regular women out here that's badder than some of the celebrities, but they keep choosing the same ones.
Yeah.
But then it's like, you have to because stuff like this.
Because they with it.
Yeah, like, and they got their own money, so.
Yeah.
Man, you get a bad regular and then the relationship go bad, the go-to move.
Now you raping some.
Yeah. So it's like, man, celebrities like stuck in that catch 22, so we going to have to just keep running for we going to keep hollering at Carucci. we got to keep it in the family.
Hey, go through them gatekeepers, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the rites of passage, my nigga. Amber Rose, yeah. Gucci, Jennifer Lopez. You know what I'm saying? Keep going through them, son.
Damn, man. It's crazy out here. Or get you one of them, what's that, man? Get you a billionaire like
Eve and shit.
Yeah, Eve and dang, what's the dude's name, man? The rapper who he's supposed to be all that. He had the exhibit A or C song.
Oh, Jay Electronica.
Yeah, Jay Electronica.
Yeah, yo, where is that nigga?
Yo, he with like a billionaire chick and he dipped.
Yeah, like he with one of the Rothschilds or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That man said. Yeah.
Fuck rap, my nigga.
Nah, all he had to do was walk in the office and tell Jay-Z to Google his girl, like, okay, I'm gonna just go ahead and rip this contract up.
All right, man, you know, do you, player?
Yeah. Hey, I be like, because you ain't want my raps now anyway.
Yo, yeah, hey, man, yo, nigga, I'm rapping about shit y'all can't understand.
And then it's going to be no effort because I don't care if I sell one single, so.
Yo, nigga came to me and, like, we got a contract and he said, yo, man, look, I'm marrying this billionaire. Nigga, I would literally stand up and slow clap this nigga and probably start crying. So. All right, God damn, bro.
Yeah, he coming there rapping like how Haynesworth was playing after he got that 100 mil guarantee.
No effort.
No.
No effort at all, son.
Dang. Yo, Nobody said anything about Kanye's album that leaked. Is Kanye done out here?
Did his album leak?
Dog, he got a whole album. It's like 9 tracks.
Word?
Yeah, oh, listen, I ain't even finished. I listened to like 3, and I mean, it was good. And
I ain't heard nothing about that.
Yo, Kanye, I think the shoe's more popular now.
Yo, except these new ones that's coming out.
Dog.
Did you see that?
I can't wait.
What? Are you going to get a pair?
Dog, if they sell out, I'm telling you, I'm done.
Yo, I'm moving to what used to be the Bahamas, B.
I'm still going to Tibet. Dog.
I think he got some glorified Crocs, my nigga.
Dog, he got the creatine Crocs.
Yeah. Y'all better not put them on.
Dog, they go.
Niggas love Crocs though.
Dog, they wore them big stupid boot shoes.
Yeah, yo, you give a motherfucker a pair of Crocs for $200, nigga, they gonna be all over that.
Yep, sold out. And then they gonna release them in different colors, selling out.
Hey, yo, man, this is kind of genius, B.
Yeah, it is.
Niggas love Crocs. They love them. Yo, everybody has a. I've seen dudes dressed up with Crocs on, B.
Are you serious?
Yo, everybody loves Crocs, man. This is genius.
Did you know Crocs restructured the shoe to make it destructible? Because it used to be indestructible.
Yeah.
So they.
Now it got to be so niggas will buy more.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like, hey, how dare you make the shoe too good?
You know what I'm saying? Nah, we don't do that here. This is America. We don't do that. It's all about the comeback.
Yep. So let's get into this classic or casket. DMX is dark and hell is hot is on the chopping block.
All right. I'm gonna say it was fire.
Uh-oh.
When it came out. It was fire when it came out. Now the 3 songs I got on Tidal, they stand up.
Mm.
Let's see what the rest of it do.
All right, here we go. I guess we're gonna follow the same format we did last time. I think we played like a minute.
Yeah, like a minute of it.
And since now some of these songs is like no brainers, but it might be some youngsters out there, like the 11-year-olds that listen to the podcast. So we're gonna give y'all.
I will apologize for corrupting y'all children.
Nah, they get more corruption at school.
Yeah, hell yeah.
This is PC. All right, now. Well, let's start with the intro, but I'm gonna skip it. We ain't gonna play it.
Okay.
So.
You know what I'm saying? These Rough Riders.
You hear that?
Dog. I heard these against for real.
Dog.
Uh-huh.
We might be in trouble.
That's my man. Saying that.
But I heard these again supposed to be like locking down the industry on some power ish.
Hold up.
That's my man. Saying that.
There you pause. But we had technical difficulties. We can't hear the music. So we're gonna have to do classic or casket later once we figure out the technical difficulties. Back to the regular scheduled program.
Yep.
What else I had?
Snowfall.
Oh yeah. Yo, C-Ray-R and Dominican Lou wanted to hear our take on the season finale of Snowfall.
No doubt.
I didn't like it.
What?
I hated it.
Why?
Duh, why would they take us into a alternate universe? While my man Franklin laying there bleeding out, and then they bring us back to reality, and he in a bathtub.
I didn't understand the whole bathtub thing. Like, why this nigga was in a cold tub of water, and his daddy came over there and hugged him like he got shot all over again. I don't understand, but I did like the episode. I figured like it's him reflecting on the way his life could have went.
Yeah, I like that aspect, but can we get that not in a time like this?
Yeah, not on the season finale, my nigga.
Yeah, because the whole show was that, and then we get back into reality and all hell popping off.
I don't know what happened to Mel.
Right? Mel gone.
Leon, head is too big for cornrows.
He did look like that thing on Star Wars. That,
yeah.
Shit. What's it called?
The Klingon dude.
And he looked like the Ewok.
Yeah. What else happened? I like the way he talked to Reed, though. That was dope.
Talk to Reed.
Yeah, the white dude, the CIA dude.
Oh yeah, at the end.
And when he told him like, "Yo, this is how it's gonna be."
So basically, when he was under the dude he was working with, they just took over.
Who?
The dude that he came to, and he said, "When the light skinned dude, tall boy."
Man boy, he called
it
tall.
Yeah, man boy.
Yeah,
man boy, and then ran rant. Cause what was the uncle walking into?
He's walking to the projects, but I think that was the projects where Stacy was at.
Yeah,
he saw Stacy. But I think that was the alternate timeline, though.
Are you sure?
That wasn't the real. Yeah, that wasn't the real shit. I don't think. Or maybe it might have been.
Yeah, I think that was the real, because Franklin was down so long. I think Manboy because Manboy was the one who bought them to Stacy, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. So they went over there. I guess they shot some people up, and it's starting a war. That's why it's like, yo, this shit got to stop. Yeah, yeah, that might have been the real shit.
Because I was thinking the dudes they shot up was on Franklin's team.
Yeah.
But since Franklin was down so long, they was like, man, let's get rid of these dudes and just do it ourselves.
Yeah, and then I feel like he got into it with Stacy, because they was walking after him with guns and shit.
Dang, that's crazy.
Yeah, I need a little more information on this one, man. But it was dope.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but
I think the auntie's pregnant in real life.
And in the alternate timeline?
Yeah. I think in real life, because when the mama came to the shop to talk about Franklin, she kept holding that coat in front of her for no goddamn reason. Yeah. Yo, don't nobody say motherfucker like Franklin mama. Hey, that shit sent chills down my spine when she said that's my motherfucking son. I'm like, yo.
Cause I was like, yo, how Franklin gonna get out of this one? But then he went to the dude and was like, yo, this is what we gonna do.
Yeah, keep all my people safe.
And we gonna put the wolves on them.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's gonna bring Franklin back at the top.
Yeah, and then next season gonna be official, yo.
Oh yeah, they probably, I think in the next season they probably gonna start with them just clearing everybody out who ain't down with the cause.
Yeah, yeah, everybody gets gone.
So we're gonna have. You think it's gonna be the CIA agents or the what's Tobacco Drug Administration? Them dudes.
Oh, that ATF.
Yeah, is it like who gonna conduct the clear out?
I don't know. Probably be the DEA, but I don't know that nigga CIA, so I don't know. But he do got the DEA connect and shit. I don't know, man. It's gonna all this shit. They might get LAPD on it.
Oh yeah, that's right. And you think they're gonna?
That's how it actually happened. You know what I'm saying?
You think they're gonna get? You think he gonna? If he see Mel, he probably ain't gonna do nothing to her.
I don't think they're gonna let Mel get away with that.
I think they are, because he did kill her father.
Yeah, don't nobody know that though.
Hey, does it count if you get revenge on me if I did it, but you think I did it, but you ain't sure?
I actually sure if I did it.
Yeah.
You just out here guessing.
Yeah, so I can't take that as a serious get back.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, man, so Snowfall gone. Queen Sugar gone. Mm. That finale was trash, too. I didn't like it.
Oh, man.
Paul Mooney was banging Richard Pryor's son. You didn't hear about that?
Yeah, I did.
That's crazy, if that's true.
I was talking about it, man, with somebody, and I think like Paul Mooney wanted to fuck Richard Pryor, but like had to get the next best thing with his son. It looked just like him.
That's what we're doing.
Yo, that's what you gotta come up with, man.
Wait, why his son say that though?
Why he wait this long to say it?
Yeah, I ain't saying that.
Yo, anybody, yo, when that whole Me Too movement was going on, they were sniping niggas left and right.
Yeah.
Why you wait till after that?
Does he got anything going on? Is he a singer? Is he?
He tried to play Richard Pryor in the movie and they didn't give it to him.
Dang, they gave it to Mike Epps. That's the one.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll be salty. I'll fire on Mike Epps.
Yeah, yo, like, man, I don't
like the Dr. Dre NWA movie.
Yeah, Eazy-E's son.
Yo, how you not use Eazy-E's son? You got your son training. You got all the money in the world.
Nigga, how you can't play your daddy?
Nah, he's still holding some resentment towards Eazy-E. He got to.
Yeah, Dr. Dre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everybody else kids got training. You could have got that man some training.
Yeah. Yo, ODB son?
Oh, he killing it?
Man. Nigga, I think that's ODB son.
Dang, that's great. So it's good?
Man, hell yeah.
I heard something like, how did I hear this? I forgot how I heard it, but I heard they start that joint off with like Ghostface busting at
Ray. Ray busting a ghost project building, son.
At the building or at his crib?
His apartment.
With his family in there?
With his two brothers and his mom's in there.
Yo, his mom's was in there. So do you think this is just like not a real, this ain't like actual events?
No, I think it is. I think this is actually the way it happened, man.
Dog, somebody bust at with your mom in there and y'all became cool. Y'all had an album together.
See, all right, so here, the way it's going, right? So Ghost was with Divine selling drugs. And Divine is RZA's brother. But Ray was the RZA's friend from childhood. Like the niggas came up together.
Yeah.
So RZA and them is from Stapleton. Ray is from Park Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But RZA's the neutral dude. Everybody fucks with the RZA and everybody fucks with Meth. Meth was like, look, man, I might be from Park Hill, but I'm good everywhere. I don't go for this neighborhood bullshit.
Yeah.
So like these niggas is always in the same place but never see each other. Both these niggas want to kill each other. Ray want to kill Ghost. Ghost want to kill Ray. But they're always in the same place but they never see each other, man. I'm like, nigga, that's weird.
But still, how? All right, so
we ain't got to that part yet.
Oh, okay.
We ain't got to the part where they squash this shit.
So could you squash something where they shot in your house with your family in there?
I don't think so.
Like, you know my family living here. I'm only, how old was they?
Shit, probably like 16, 17.
Dog,
like
you know it's a 90% chance that I live with my family.
Yeah, nah, nigga, it was supposed to be 16 of them niggas in there.
Dang, 16 people living in that crib?
Three at the foot,
four at the bed, didn't want to sleep with junk. And you shot into the Nah, dog, it would never be cool. You gotta die.
Like, but they wanted to kill that nigga too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm pretty sure they did some shit to him too. Like they was outside the church waiting for this nigga to go to church with his mom and pops.
Yeah, I gotta check. How many episodes is up?
Four.
Dang.
I've only seen, but all right, look at this. Ghost was fucking RZA's sister.
I mean, but
they didn't know, nigga. He was sneaking in the house.
I mean, but once I hear you shooting in my house with 16 people, that don't even sound like nothing.
Yeah, no, that's completely something else. Like, but if you sneaking around to do some shit, my nigga, you know it's wrong. And yo, these niggas is the worst drug dealers in the world. The only smart nigga they had was Divine. Divine gets locked up, right?
Yeah.
So RZA and Ghost take over the shit. These niggas keeping the drugs and the money in the same place.
Dang.
So Power and Ray is going against them niggas. They find out where the spot is. They burn the bitch down. They firebomb it with them niggas in there, right?
Yeah.
Nobody thinks to get the money.
Wow.
Not until they outside. Ghost is like, yo, did anybody get the money? The drugs? Anything? Nigga, ain't none of you niggas thinking that shit.
That's terrible, crazy.
Dog. Terrible.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna start checking it out. It's probably 10 episodes, so
yeah, they got four. I ain't watched the fourth one yet.
And they drop one a week?
No, well, yeah, they drop three off top and then they dropping one a week.
Yeah, I think I'm just wait a couple more weeks. But now it's time for the heart. We gotta have a heart to heart talk, man.
Okay.
For the listeners, everybody, I want y'all to be involved. This is a heart to heart about somebody that's a member of the black community. What the hell is Cam wearing, man? He's wearing bonnets now.
This is a cry for help. Like, for real, man. Somebody, but between his play and the way he's dressing, this is a cry for help, man. Somebody need to get on Cam team, B. Like, this is ridiculous, man.
Like, the outlandish hats he used to wear are normal now to me.
Yeah. Yo, them hats compared to his hair and them scarves he be wearing, nigga, give me the hats.
Yeah. I will kindly take them hats. Dog, he had the joint tie like Aunt Jemima at the bottom.
Dog.
What?
What the fuck, man? Like, yo, what are you doing, yo? And I guarantee you, them scarves is $1,000 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, my nigga, what is going on?
No, I wonder if, like, man, that feeds back into my theory. Like, when you got so much money, you get bored with everything. You got to just figure out something new to do.
Yo, like, why is you wearing the scarves, bro?
Yo, this guy, yo, his fit be crazy. Yo, with that hair with the
yo, this nigga went from maybe this nigga's crazy to this nigga is definitely crazy, dog. Like, yo, how you keep up in the ante, my nigga? Like, yo, you went from wearing funny clothes to now you got funny clothes to funny hats. Now you got funny hair and a scarf added to the mix, nigga. Like, yo, and the way you're tying it is weird.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing, dog? And look, this ain't just for the interviews, my nigga. He rocked that shit for real.
Dang.
Yo, they got a picture of him at the grocery store. Scarf on and some, what's that shit called, man? The shit like the farmers wear and shit, like the fucking overalls.
Yeah.
And no shirt.
Maybe he's trying to cover up for his play. Dog, did you see his passing?
Yo, nah, he was fucked up before. He was doing this dumb shit before we knew how shitty he was on the field.
Dang.
So that's no excuse, man. But yo, the way this nigga's playing is terrible, dog. Like, yo, I just bought tickets to go watch Atlanta play Carolina, nigga, and I'm kind of pissed now.
Duh, he was throwing so terrible. Even how bad. All right, my man was throwing so bad that even though Jameis Winston is terrible, I was betting on, like, live lines on Tampa repeatedly. Every time I see him throw, I was like, oh, I got to put more on Tampa.
Put some more money on this shit.
I won all the bets because he was throwing court. They wasn't even close to the receivers.
Yo, man, like, somebody got to talk to this dude, man.
Yeah, he got it. And if he hurt, he got to, man, say something. Let that pride go.
Please, man, like, dog. This, and, yo, like you said, man, money make you do weird shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But do it make your friends weird too? Because ain't nobody saying nothing to him.
Right. Like, do he get killed in the locker room?
Yo, he has to, man.
Maybe they got a no bullying policy.
Something, dog. It gotta be something. And, well, Cam a big ass dude too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You might not want to say nothing today. Nobody wants to get beat up by a nigga in a scarf. You know what I mean?
Speaking of bullying and joning, yo, did you see the story about the kid from Florida? He was like 5 or 6, and he made the his own Tennessee volunteer college football team shirt, yeah. and he got clowned at school, and they said he was getting bullied. All right, first of all, if you've seen the shirt, come on, dog. We can't clown no more. That was clowny material.
Yeah, that was very clown worthy.
Like, you can get a Tennessee volunteer shirt for like $6 at the local sports shop.
Not even $6. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you could have drew that better.
You say you could have. You could have got a stencil. That's a basic tee, stencil tee.
Yeah, man, y'all could have helped him with that.
Yo, my man got a whole free ride to college out of that.
Hey, it worked.
Yo, he's 5, dog.
Yo, that's crazy.
He could grow up to be a deadbeat. Like, he might not even want to go to college.
For real. I know he ain't gonna be no artist.
Y'all said that was bullying? No, that's... Yo, that's like...
That's character building, my nigga.
Yo, like, yo. That's like when I wanted my mom to put a part in my head and she wouldn't, so I put that big ass Christmas tree in my head.
Yo, mom's cut my hair one time. Not thinking of it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't think none of it. See, I got a haircut, nigga. Go to school and he's like, yo, who cut your hair? My mom's. Oh! Damn, is it that bad? Like, I didn't think it was that bad. Apparently he was fucked up, man. So,
well, I guess he did deserve the scholarship, all the money they made off of him.
Yeah.
Yo, I need all that. This is my design. I need a copyright or something.
My nigga, you know what kind of shirt I'm about to draw up. Yeah. I'm gonna spell Harvard wrong and shit, nigga. Like, yo, you giving out scholarships, my nigga. Let's get real.
Yo, if I see you on the TV crying with your shirt. And they pay you, I'm gonna be mad.
Hell nah.
Yo, that's crazy. My man, yo. That man came up, dog.
Yo, that's a power move, son.
Hell yeah. Out of nowhere. Man, I need to see that shirt. I need to see the original one. I'd have joked it on like if they bought it, if I had a TV show and they bought it on there, I would have joked it too.
Yo, like, there's no way you can be like, oh, but then again, the nigga is 5.
But, like, how bad, when you, another 5 year, how bad can the jokes be? Think about it, at school.
Yeah.
Them jokes wasn't, matter of fact, it was probably adults joking them, because kids, I mean, they got the same handwriting.
You know what I'm saying? And they don't really care. You know what I'm saying? Yo, maybe it was like one joke.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, yo, what's wrong with your shirt? Oh my God.
Yeah. And then ran to the office.
I was saying, it's a good look, though. Get a little boy a scholarship.
And he lived in Florida. He should have had a Florida Gator shirt, a Florida State shirt.
Yeah, I think they did that just to piss Florida off.
Mm.
Let nigga go to Tennessee. Yo, what if he's going to be a superstar quarterback?
Yo, that'd be crazy. And what if he like got a lifetime supply of the shirts and he's just wearing them under his uniform?
Hell yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. Public service announcement. Yo, parents. Yo, hear me out. Y'all got all these damn kids and all these fundraisers and all these Girl Scout cookies. Yo, leave me out of it.
Yo, it's not happening.
Yo, don't send me the links. And don't try to buy a shirt for me and then send me a link. No.
Oh, that's a shitty move.
You know what I'm saying? That's just giving the profit right back, man. Nah.
Yo, and Them fundraisers for y'all birthday? Yeah, knock it off, Chief. Nah. It's not happening.
Yo, y'all chill out. Y'all, every time I turn around, man, I ain't gonna say no names, but y'all sent me another link. I got another link for some fundraiser, and they got the kids doing, like, manual labor. Like, why you got your kid out here doing manual labor and the school get paid?
Yo, we saw that shit on the Boondocks, man.
Yo, that's crazy. You got your kids hustling Girl Scout cookies. Then you got your kids running these laps. And every lap they run, they get the pledge. Yo, what? Why y'all here volunteering, man?
Nigga, why y'all shaking me down? Cause that shit. Yo, what if your child one of them Nigerian 5K running?
And then y'all be mad if I pledge 4 cents.
You know what I'm saying? Look at me. I'm gonna give you a dollar. You know what I'm saying? You want dumb money out here, son. Nah.
Yo, that is crazy, dog. I ain't going for it. Why don't y'all look? Oh, then I'm the cheap. Look, I got called cheap, right? Now listen to the alternative. I said, how about you make your kid a stock portfolio and we all contribute to stocks so when she grow up she can live off the dividends. I got called cheap for not just donating to the school thing.
I feel like y'all are hustling backwards.
Yo, I feel like it's different out here, dog. I just left it at that.
And yo, for real, don't send me these invitations, man, if you make more money than me. Why I'm donating to your shit, nigga, and you got money?
Yeah, you can fund the whole project.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? Why you trying to get my nickels and shit? and you over there making $200,000 a year and shit, my nigga, hell nah, man.
Yo, that's a good point. Because I'm definitely bringing that up next time. Y'all got a whole community. You got the mama, the daddy. Y'all got uncles, aunts, God, fathers and mothers. Nah, bro.
I think I'm over here taking care of myself.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out here trying to survive.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, though, man. Them Girl Scout cookies do be fire, though.
Yo, but why don't... It don't cost much to get some packaging made. You can get your own daughter's cookies made. Hustle that.
Yeah.
Yo, also, I had another suggestion, like, for baby showers and, like, birthdays. I was like, yo, instead of buying all these stupid toys, now look at all these toys sitting around your house, broke up, not being used. You throw half of them out every year anyway. Why not y'all get together? Y'all know what she want, or he, him, or her, y'all know what they want. Buy them that main toy. Everybody else, you send them a link, and they donate to their college fund or investment, anything. Instead of just these reckless $30, $20, $30, $40 toys that's going to be broke up in the next week.
No.
That's too smart.
Can't do that.
Look at you trying to care about my kid's future. That's stupid.
You know what I'm saying? And if that little nigga don't go to college, I want my money back.
Yo, don't let me have a kid. I'm hitting y'all all kind of funds.
Yo, like, yo, man, I'm kind of adopting your philosophy, my nigga. Like, yo, if I buy you a wedding present, y'all get divorced, man, I'm gonna need that back.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Like, I wasted this man. Money.
Yo, man, I'm gonna need that back.
Yo, but think how hard it. All right, it's easy to. Man, I ain't buying that. I ain't going. Like, you might go to the birthday party or not, but buying a toy, it's not really that big of a deal. Now, Matt.
Buy toys? Get
out. Oh, hell yeah. They buy mad dog toys, dog. Now, imagine you all sliding that link for them. They fund for college or growing up, like moving out fund, like something like a life. Imagine all sliding that link.
Yeah.
That's a hard pass.
Yeah. Person,
my nigga. Like, even if you don't want to, you'll throw like five in there. It'll add up. But just like,
that's just like them fundraisers, man. I don't even know what them causes is for. I just see fundraisers and be like, fuck it.
Yeah. They just eat. Yo, Facebook is eating. Well, I don't think really many people donate, but I seen a couple people had some bread in there.
Some people had some cake up there, man.
I seen one chick had like $100.
Like, yo.
Yo, it's getting ridiculous. You know Facebook's taking a cut.
Hell yeah, y'all sending me shit about donate. I've been asking you niggas to donate to this show for years, man. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, it's crazy out here, man. Yo, the world is just, like, people get stuck in a system, and it's hard to get them out.
Yo, people guilt you into shit, though.
Uh-huh.
We're conditioned to feel guilty for not doing for other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it's, man, it's a child, man. You can buy that child a gift. Fuck them kids.
Especially when you come over like 2 months later and you see your toy with the head off just sitting in the corner, yeah, like, dang.
This nigga been chewing on it and shit.
Yeah, that bill was $17 for that dog.
You know, yo.
Dang.
Nah, man. Nah.
Dang.
I don't even want to buy my own child toys. I buy yours, son.
And then when I was buying toys, I couldn't just come in there with a little Dollar General joint. I had to shine on you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got to get that expensive shit. Yo, that's like buying kids shoes, man.
Yeah.
Yo, them shits better be good. If I spend my money on these shoes, you better keep these motherfuckers pristine, my nigga. I'm not playing.
He said, I'm not playing.
I bought Ashley some shoes when I was in high school, right?
Yeah.
I gave her the rundown. Look, these your school shoes. When you come home, take them off, put on some other shoes, go outside to play, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I come around the corner, Ashley outside. She seen my car. That nigga ran in the house.
Son. Dang.
Cause she still had them shoes on. Yo, and she knew I wasn't playing.
Hey, well, think about it. I don't know if you can remember, but back in the day, switching your shoes was like having to take a bath. Like, it was torture. It was going to take too long.
It takes 7 seconds.
Yeah, but think, yo, I remember when I was little, I used to be like, yo, I'm going to switch my shoes out. But when I got home, like, everybody was outside and back out.
Once you off that bus, it's fair game.
Yeah, like, you only thing you want to do is open the door and throw that bag in there and stay on the street.
Yeah, get right back outside.
But when you gotta go in, switch your shoes, and then your mom might call you to do, dog, it's too much to go wrong.
But that's because you're not paying for them.
Yeah.
You don't value the shit because they just give it to you. Now, niggas keep their shit in boxes because you paying for the motherfucker.
Hell no. Remember you used to put bags on your shoes?
Yeah, walk up that dirt road.
Yeah, until it was raining, and my white jeans had red mud all over the back I kicked up from running.
Yeah, I remember you used that shit on my bike.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You had that dirt on the back of your shirt and shit. Motherfucker.
Tasha. This is a segment. This segment right here, it's called Niggas Be Wildin'.
Uh-oh.
All right, the first candidate for Niggas Be Wildin' is Tasha. She set the dude's house on fire when he stood her up for a date.
Wow.
Dog, you set an entire house on fire because that man didn't go out on a date with you?
Come on, Lisa Leftheart Lopez.
Yo, that's trauma from many days. I guess one of your parents saying they coming to pick you up and you sitting on the porch.
Oh, yeah, yo, that's a deadbeat dad scenario all day, cuz.
She had the flashbacks.
Yeah, man, motherfucker gonna treat me like shit. Oh. Make a house down, dude.
The Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Yo, did my man have an excuse?
What was the excuse? I gotta read the story again, but I don't know. I think he had like a valid excuse too.
You know what I'm saying? Like maybe his wife wanted him to do something.
Oh, that's what we're doing? I think he was tired from work or something. But still, you can't just stand somebody up.
Why not?
Cause maybe at least, you know what I'm saying, I'm ready and everything. Let me know something.
Yo, I might, yeah, a phone call is warranted, but
yeah,
burn my house down.
A quick text, I mean, that's not, yeah, no, but send me a little text or something.
Yeah, that's just inconsiderate.
I mean, so instead of burning the house down, what about I just, you know, fire a warning shot into the crib?
Yeah, you know, something sensible.
Yeah, I feel like
yo, put a bag of burning doo-doo on my porch or something, man. Like, yo, give me a bad text. Like, what? Give me an angry text, my nigga. You ain't got to burn my shit down.
What about catch one of your kids playing outside and pistol whip them?
Oh.
Is that too far?
Yeah, my nigga, where you live at?
All right, so would you rather have your kid pistol whipped or the house burned down? That's a good this or that.
Man. I don't pistol whip the kid. But these places live, yo.
All right, what if the result for the pistol whip was a lazy eye?
Ah, damn, man.
Well,
we'll start a line of patches.
Mmm. But it's a little droopy, so that patch ain't gonna sit right.
You got a droopy lazy eye?
Yeah, I mean, the pistol, man, she was really giving that work, that trauma.
Yeah, she went to work on little son.
Little son. Yeah, man, that's to the extreme. I guess we can, before we get out of here, though, I seen the picture. You remember Danny DeCane?
Danny DeCane?
Danny DeCane.
No.
You remember Danny DeCane?
No.
The Diddy group, the girl band?
Oh, Danny DeCane. Okay, yeah.
Yo, have you seen the latest version of Aubrey O'Day?
Yo, who is that?
Who, you mean, who is that is?
What did she do to her face?
Dog. I couldn't believe it.
Yo, like, she looks absolutely different.
Dog, she wasn't ugly. I don't understand.
At all, man. I don't know why she did that to herself.
Now she look like a monster.
Yo, now she look like she's permanently cooling off soup.
Dog, she got like a deformed alien face.
Yeah, man, that shit is terrible.
And all her pictures, she look like a sex doll.
Well, I'm okay with that.
I don't understand why y'all do. Yo, Black China went back under the knife too. She looked like Aubrey O'Day.
Yo, man, why is it? So I've never seen anybody in person that did so much shit to their face that it's just deformed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like the ones that for some reason it make them look like cats in the face.
Yeah.
I seen somebody at work like that.
You mean that came in to shop?
Yeah, walking through the store, her face was that cat face.
So do they got a list, like a chart, like the haircuts?
Yo, I think they do so much to it. Like once they do the first one and it's not right, and they just keep going back and keep going back, that it finally is just, they shit is just all the way fucked up.
Dang, dog. But they all turn out like that same look.
Yo, that's the same face on all of them, yo.
Yo, it's crazy out here, dog.
Yo, and to think, my nigga, you paid for that.
Like, I'd rather, you know how we seen a story where dude like wanted to look like somebody else?
Yeah.
I'd rather you do that
than to just have me looking like nothing.
Yeah. Looking like the standard. All right, it's equivalent. All right, my at name on Twitter is @StoneLTerrible. The look that they end up with is equivalent to like the Down syndrome kid. Oh, cause how they all got the same look.
Same face, yeah. That's the same face, yeah.
And why ain't nobody getting nothing different? I don't understand why y'all ain't getting nothing different. Like I don't want that.
Yeah, wait, whatever you do, my nigga, don't go that way with it.
Like I'm coming with a book with Black China, Little Kim, Aubrey O'Day, and the lady who died. What was her name?
Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers did her face too?
Yeah, her face. Yeah. Yo, what we saw of Joan Rivers before she died is nothing what she looked like back in the day.
Man, I'm thinking of somebody else. I'm thinking of Sally Jesse Raphael.
Sally Jesse Raphael fucked up her face too?
No, that's what I was thinking of when you said Joan Rivers.
Oh.
Let me look up Joan Rivers.
Melanie Griffith did that shit to her face.
Dang, that man. Oh, Big Ange. Her face was crazy.
Oh, man. That shit was dumb.
Oh, yeah. Dang, Joan Rivers did that. She got the Michael Jackson. She said, give me the Michael Jackson package.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro.
Why'd she do that?
Yo, I don't know why they do that shit.
You think it's a sickness?
It gotta be, man. But you can't, like, you can't tell me little kid looks at herself and likes it.
There's no way. She gotta be fronting for that. Like you gotta just go outside and go with it.
Yeah, like you after it's done, there's nothing you can do. You know what I'm saying? They're not reversing that. So you just gotta rock with it, man. Like, even though no matter how much you hate it, you gotta stick with it.
Duh, I would just, every time you see me, I'm crying. Like I can't shake it off.
Yeah, nah, I'd be destroyed after that shit.
Dog, Joan Rivers is like the monkey on Planet of the Apes. This is crazy. She died?
Yeah.
She probably died from the face thing.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Dang, she wasn't even ugly. She was straight. The original.
Yeah, the original version. She wasn't a terrible looking person, man.
Oh my God, I just seen another one that's... Oh, she kept going. I think they tried to fix it.
And it kept fucking it up.
Dang. Because she went from the Planet of the Apes package to the Lil' Kim package. Dang. Didn't your boy get... what's his name? What's the Jenner dude? Kris Jenner? Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce Jenner.
Didn't he get his face done?
Yeah. Yeah, he got some shit done in his face.
Oh, that's what he had to do before we left. Yo, I listened to the Malik Yoba interview and I'm confused.
Yo, my nigga, how do you explain something to me that has a dude confused about what he is?
Dog, like, the dude, who is the main person running the interview that was like mad sensitive?
That's the David Johns or some shit like that.
All right, when DJ Envy and Charlamagne was trying to talk, instead of helping them, he was just like attacking them.
Yeah, and correcting them on some shit that they didn't know they need to be corrected about.
Yeah.
Like, what do you consider yourself? And then they said, I don't know.
Right?
Like, yo, y'all didn't threw so much at me that I don't know what I am anymore.
And then I didn't like the part when he was like, all right, when they're talking about when you're born, the man assigns you a label. No, nigga, I got nuts. Like, what are you talking about?
Yo, that shit threw me, dog. When this motherfucker said, gender, you're assigned a gender on whatever way the doctor's feeling that day.
Yeah.
No, that nigga said gender has nothing to do with what between your with what's between your legs. Nigga, where?
Yo, like, I was thrown off. Like, nah, man, this means I can get a girl pregnant, like, who don't have this part.
Nigga.
So,
chromosome, my nigga.
So I was supposed to just ignore it, like, okay, let's say I have a kid tomorrow and it's a boy. I'm supposed to be like, oh, I got it, whatever they want to be. Maybe you can have me some grandbabies.
I don't know about this boy thing. I'm looking at him. Doesn't look like a boy.
That look like
don't
a...
look at his penis. Don't look at his penis.
Yeah, no,
like, come on, man.
You're not supposed to do that. Name.
He's so confused, bro.
No, what do you want the name to be? They look like a Shantae.
I'll say, you know what? We'll let them figure it out.
So, birth certificate, do you just put like neutral now?
Waiting to see. You know
what I mean? Yo, when I fill out forms online now, I ain't putting male.
Yo, man, like for real, if these people start letting these kids name themselves.
Oh.
We gonna start having kids named G.I. Joe Thundercat and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gonna be fucking weird, man.
Yeah, it's about to get offensive to name your kid though, cause they gotta choose. You can't choose a name for your kid.
Yeah, yo, cause then you're assigning gender to them.
Yeah,
and that is apparently wrong.
Yep.
Yo, and we found out that Malik Yoba been fucking with tranny since he was 16.
Yo, did Malik Yoba still sound to you like he was embarrassed and didn't really want to say?
Check this out, right? This is what I thought. People like Malik Yoba are more insulting to transgender people than people like us who don't understand. Because he said he never said he wants to have sex with me. He said he's just attracted to them.
Yeah.
So that makes me think you don't want to have sex with him because you think that's gross.
Yep. Because he was like wall sliding the question like, I'm attracted to...
I'm attracted to human beings.
Yeah. He wants right there, that line right there. I was like, nah, he don't want to come out and say it. So this was for nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Like unless you saying you have sex with him, then you saying that you're attracted to them means that you think it's something wrong with having sex with him.
Right.
So that is insulting to them.
Uh-huh.
So nigga, you in the same position.
Like I thought he was being bullied to say, cause that man, them dude, they was aggressive in there.
Yeah, yo, for real, man. And yo, and I didn't know what to call them. Like they were like, some people want to be called this, someone want to be called that. Some people, this is offensive to them. Like, nigga, what the fuck is going on?
Yo, did they add it? It used to be LBGT community.
Now it's that nigga added some.
Man, that nigga have subtraction plus
hashtag.
Had yo.
That motherfucker said IA plus. Plus,
yeah. Like,
what is plus?
My ear got crazy.
I don't know what that shit is, man.
Yeah, they gotta simplify it, dog.
Yo, them, they were not the people to explain this to us.
No, because they wouldn't explain nothing. They were just correct, like getting mad at you for saying something wrong.
Malik Yoba was going off on a tangent about absolutely I don't know what the fuck. The other dude was mad aggressive.
Yeah.
About correcting everybody. The dark skinned chick, she was just trying to get her point across about don't call it killed, call it murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And the light skinned shorty didn't want to talk at all.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yo, that shit, that was a weird fucking interview. I, like I said, I came out more confused than I went in.
Yeah, shout out. He's like, man, I don't know what to say. Yeah.
It's not coming out. It's stepping up.
Stepping up.
Stepping up to what, nigga? You still ain't said nothing.
Yeah, he was still walking around the podium. He ain't step up there one time.
Hell nah, man. Nigga, I still want to know how Eddie Torres feels about this.
And then he tried to throw some backup in there, Eddie Murphy. Charlamagne was like, Eddie Murphy ain't come out saying
Eddie Murphy said shit. Yo, that nigga touched yo, Eddie Murphy, Mr. C, Teddy
Pendergrass. Teddy Pendergrass, like, yo.
Damn,
like, no, do you got some concrete like evidence, voice recordings when they said this?
No, I think these is all rumors we'd heard. You know what I'm saying? nobody noticed it. Well, except for Mr. C. Mr. C said he like getting his dick sucked by men. So that's the only one you could group yourself in with. But you still ain't saying the shit that he said. So, nigga, I don't know what's going on.
Right? Yeah, it was weird, man. I was so confused.
Oh, nigga. Nigga, my wife was confused. She was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, yo, glad I listened to this. Cause we could talk about this. That was crazy.
Yo, I thought I was the only one, man.
Yo, all right, black people, don't call us nigger. Like, it's simple. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is simp. Yo, y'all got too many. Like, some might not like this. Some like this. Some don't do this.
Man,
it's gotta be simplified, man.
Yeah, man. Y'all gotta give me something, dog.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then Charlamagne say, yo, what if I don't care? Oh, you're worse than anybody else. What? How am I worse? Because I just want you to live your life any way you want to live it. I don't care what you do. Oh, that's just passive aggressive. Nigga, god damn.
That like on that part, I get what they were saying on that part. Because it's like when black people talk about being killed by the cops, and then a white dude to come in there and be like, "Man, I got pulled over too yesterday."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yo, yeah, how you just gonna come in here?"
There's a difference, nigga.
Yeah, like Tim Tebow, he got on the stage talking about like people be using their privilege. Yeah, dog, just because you was rich and didn't have to, yo, these college kids got. When their parents come to games, they all sleeping in the same. They sleep on his floor in his dorm room. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Nigga, Yo, college ain't no joke, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why? The school sent an email 2 hours after they closed.
Wow.
On a Saturday, telling the student, we need $2,000 by Monday or you gotta go.
What?
Yo. Dog, I said, on a Saturday, nigga?
Yo. Wait, to your daughter or just?
No, so, another student at the school.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yo, $2,000 by Monday. It's Saturday. I have 2 days. Look, man, I need at least a week to learn how to sell some ass. I need to get plugged in to where I need to go. I can't do that in 2 days, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. And they probably have your joint out on the lawn.
Yo, you saw on Snowfall, they put that eviction notice on Franklin's door?
Yeah, they got Franklin up out of there.
Yo, dog, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, man, it's nuts, man.
Yeah, but with that college athlete shit, man, like, nigga, y'all benefiting off of them. Why they can't get some of that?
Right.
They can't get nothing. They can't get a job because y'all got them practicing too much. Can't nobody give them. They can't even get no extra fucking food because it's an NCAA violation.
Yeah, you got to be kidding me.
Dog, that shit is y'all niggas making billions of dollars off these kids, man. And y'all give them a scholarship that they don't even use.
Video games, merch, everything.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their hand in his pot except the niggas that's doing the work.
Damn. Didn't California just pass something?
Yeah, that's why Tim Tebow was talking about the shit.
He was mad.
Where they can profit off the use of their name.
He just mad because he out.
Yeah, he said it takes away from the integrity of college football. You think these niggas being slave labor is integrity, nigga? Shut the fuck up.
That's crazy. See, man, that's what people be talking about when, like, that privilege, like that you don't care about my plight, but I'm over here going through it.
Going all the way through it, man.
But since you ain't going through it, I mean, you have the right not to care, but I mean, you should. You should
speak on it.
Yeah.
I said, just don't speak. You can feel it however you want. Just don't speak on it, man.
Damn, man.
And my daughter did a real college thing.
Uh-oh.
So they in the dining facility, and I think it was a fat chick from Mississippi in the back making the macaroni. Because my daughter said, yo, the macaroni was slamming, right? So they went and told her, whoever made this macaroni, yo, this shit is good.
Yeah.
At the end of the night, they had leftover macaroni and asked my daughter if they wanted some. She said, yeah. So she took home a bag of macaroni.
Wait, was it cooked?
Yes.
Dang, she took that.
They put it in a plastic bag.
Yo, that's crazy.
I said, yo, that's the most college shit I've ever heard.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm about to have macaroni with my breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Everything.
So. Macaroni sandwich with some ham on it. I'm about to. So does she? Do you got to pay for like a lunch card or something?
With tuition, the food is included.
Oh, okay.
And they give them. She gets like 250. It's called Cougar points. Or no, Cougar Cash. And they have like it's some kind of bagel shop, a Chick-fil-A, and something else on the campus that they can go to.
Does the chow hall close?
Yeah. Yeah. And it, yo, the motherfucker don't open up for breakfast till 11 o'clock.
Oh, they wildin'.
Yo, I was like, what? She's like, yeah, it don't open up till 11.
Yo, they was like, yeah, we definitely gonna skip on them morning people.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We're not getting up for that shit.
Because I used to be the morning dude. I wanted to get my classes over early. I used to be in class by like 6:30.
Yeah, I want that early shit.
Yeah, let me have my day.
Yep.
MoviePass is shutting down.
Oh, it's because of you, ain't it?
Yeah. I want to thank y'all while I lasted.
You can misuse the shit out of that.
I superly raped y'all. No, I was going to, yeah, I was going to the movies 5 days a week because I could.
It's a minimum of 3 movies.
Yo, that was like to hell, nah. Vape is killing people out here.
Nigga, so is cigarettes. I ain't mad about that.
That's what I'm. Dog, how are they coming for vape? But you can. They said vape is promoting. They said the flavors are promoting doing vape.
Yeah.
You got flavored vodka and everything.
Yeah, they ain't got no problem with that.
Yeah, you got
this is the problem. Vape is cutting into that cigarette money.
Yep,
niggas just stop smoking cigarettes and doing that vape shit. So, let's go ahead and say that shit is bad for you. Some niggas leave that shit alone. Just like marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was cool back in the day.
Yep.
Then they start cutting into that tobacco money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Let's go on say niggas is getting high and raping white bitches.
That's how they pushed it?
Yeah.
Dang. Yeah, man. Whoever got the most money make the rules.
Yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if you can't see that, you tripping, bruh. This vape shit is only because of tobacco, son.
I think they already passed a law or about to where they it's gotta be off the shelves, the flavor joints.
Yo, that's fucked up.
Yo, ooh. This is what is crazy to me. My man got on the stage and said he was going to give everybody $1,000 a month. Everybody. To help living, cost of living.
Who said that?
One of the candidates.
Was it Joe Beasley?
Nah, it was another dude. I forgot his name. I will look him up, but I don't care.
Yeah.
Yo, y'all still won't vote for him.
$1,000 a month?
Like somebody who's actually giving y'all something besides just talking. Even though, call us bluff. Put him in the office.
Yeah, like, yo, nigga, where that G at?
But y'all would rather dick ride these same four people instead of giving a dude a chance who said he's gonna give you $1,000 a month.
Yo, a different person will never be a viable president. They won't let it happen. If you're not an outstanding black man or a rich white dude, you're not gonna get to be president.
Andrew Yang.
Oh, he's Asian. He's definitely not getting it.
Presidential candidate Andrew Yang, 3-year-old running for president in 2020, wants to give everyone $1,000 a month in free cash.
Yang.
But yo, why? This dude should have air vote.
Yeah.
Universal basic income. And y'all won't vote for him.
Nope.
Y'all will vote for the regular people who ain't doing nothing.
At all. It's the same shit.
Same. Over and over. Boy, y'all corny. And on that, that's all I got.
Burn, no doubt.
That's it. You got something?
Let's go and get up out of here, man. I gotta start barbecuing.
He gotta start barbecuing, and I gotta start checking on my bets. So y'all know how it go down. Shout out to everybody who listen. Yo, shout out to Matt Grizzell. I be forgetting the where you at?
Say I check on my bets. He's a degenerate gambler.
Whatever. Yo, shout out to Matt Grizzell. I forgot to shout you out for sharing the show, checking out the podcast. I see you. Everybody else rocking with us, y'all know where to find us.
Yeah, shout out to Kmart, man. You know,
Kmeezy.
It was somebody else, man. We always forget this person.
Lionel forgetting my dot. Not Lionel, like the dashikis.
Oh, Nigel.
Yeah, Nigel. Where are my dashikis? Where they at?
They probably still on the way from Africa.
Man, it's ain't that long to get from Africa.
Man, look how long it took the shirt to get there for him.
Oh, dang, that was crazy. Yeah, we sending stuff to Africa out here. Does that make us like part of the motherland?
A little bit.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, I hope so.
He's stupid. And yo, Baylor, man, hit me up, man. We gotta get you on the show.
Yeah, man.
Oh, your boy coming back.
Who that?
PJ.
PJ.
Yeah, for the Power Hour.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he said he coming back. He hit me up, and he want to do live with video and everything.
Word, that's what's up.
Yeah.
That boy PJ. That's
what's up? What you gonna say?
Shout out to Greg. Say what?
Oh, Greg. Say the whole thing.
GIE.
Yeah.
young black
and bothered.
And Bobby, yeah, that's what it is. I was listening to that shit yesterday. Yo, man, we be going back and forth on Instagram, man. It gets crazy over there, son.
Well, you be watching the live shows?
No, I do be watching the live show, but boy, we be messaging each other shit.
Oh, okay.
Talking about shit that's going on and you know, shit like that.
Oh, word. All right then, man. Y'all know what it is.
Yeah, man. Peace.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we stop.
Keep doing what y'all do. Like I said, if y'all not listening to Doggone Forget That, yo, slap yourself 4 times real hard. All right? I'm hollering.